You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express. Let's begin with the market. The Securities and Exchange Board of India on Tuesday gave its nod to phase out share buybacks through the open market. The market regulator has also approved steps to ensure governance boost at the stock exchanges as well as other market infrastructure institutions at its board meeting. Buybacks will be undertaken through a separate window on stock exchanges till the time they are permitted through the exchanges. The minimum utilization of the amount earmarked for buybacks through the stock exchange route has been increased from existing 50% to 75%. The timeline for completion of buybacks will be reduced by 18 days. An upward revision of buyback price will be allowed until one working day prior to the record date. These amendments aim to streamline the buyback process, create a level playing field for investors, and promote ease of doing business. Meanwhile, a consortium of Cosmere Financial and Piramal Group has pulled out of the race to acquire assets of Reliance Capital, alleging that the changes in the resolution process have made the acquisition unviable. The exit of the consortium, which was the highest bidder for RCAP as a core investment company, comes a day ahead of the e-auction process. Following the exit, the race for RCAP's assets has been reduced to three players, Hinduja Group, Torrent Group and Oak Tree Capital. While the e-auction would go according to the schedule, sources close to the developments said. According to the new date, the e-auction of RCAP is scheduled to begin on Wednesday. The consortium has also informed the administrator of its decision to walk away from the resolution process, sources added. The consortium informed the administrator that the recent changes in the bidding process have significantly altered the entire bidding process. Moving on, seven fugitive economic offenders, including Vijay Mallya, Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi, have not repaid loans of ₹37,186 crore, the Finance Ministry informed Parliament on Tuesday. The other such economic offenders declared fugitive after 2014 are Sterling Biotech's Nitin Jayanti Lal Sandesara, Chetan Kumar Jayanti Lal Sandesara, Deepthi Chetan Sandesara, and Hitesh Kumar Narendra Bhai Patel. In a written reply in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Finance Bhagwat Karat said, action by the Enforcement Directorate resulted in the attachment seizure of assets worth ₹33,862 crore, out of which assets of ₹15,113 crore have been returned to state-run banks. Further, the banks have realized ₹7,975 crore from the sale of assets handed over to them by the ED, Karat said. Mallya is accused in a loan default case of over ₹9,000 crore involving now defunct Kingfisher Airlines. Both Nirav Modi and Choksi are wanted in a ₹13,500 crore fraud case involving state-run Punjab National Bank. The Sandesara family too is accused of defrauding banks. In other news, India's unemployment rate has risen steadily and rather sharply since September and crossed 9% on a 30-day moving average basis on December 19th, as per the data published by the Centre for Monitoring Indian Economy. This is the highest level of joblessness in the country since the pandemic. Separately, the payroll data released by the EPFO on Tuesday also indicated a slowdown in the formal sector job creation, signalling a slowing of economic momentum of late. The CMIE All India joblessness rate had skyrocketed to a peak of 23.52% in April 2020, the month which saw COVID-induced lockdowns. Though the rate eased thereafter, it climbed to another high of 11.84% in May 2021. Since July 1, 2021, the 30-day trailing unemployment rate has never been above 9.1%. Labour market experts say even as more people are entering the workforce, availability of jobs is not keeping pace with it. And lastly, on to the automobile sector. Bhargava, chairman of Maruti Suzuki India, the country's largest passenger vehicle manufacturer, has said that the tax structure in the auto sector needs rationalization. Speaking at the company's annual media meet on late on Monday, he said that the regulatory burden is the highest in small cars and a uniform tax structure across all segments of vehicles will not augur well for the growth of the sector. Bhargava added that even in richer countries where cars are much more affordable for their population, taxes on cars are much lower. In the EU, for example, it is about 19% and in Japan it's about 10%. That kind of taxation on cars isn't very different from the rate of taxes on most other products in those countries. He said that the government needs to think that should cars be charged more than the average rate of taxation. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.